Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be learning Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Aleph. We are holding on Daf Chaf on the Beis. We are at the Mishnah on the bottom of the page on Daf Chaf on the Beis. So, Yeshir is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah HaShalom. We thank him for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. So, what we are going to discuss today is the following. So, first, we're going to talk about try a different position of the camera there. First, we're going to discuss in the Mishnah renting and selling homes and fields in three locations, in Eretz Yisrael, in Surya, and in Chutz La'aretz. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why selling fields is worse than selling houses. Why would fields be worse than houses? Then the Gemara is going to discuss a comparison not between fields and houses, but between selling and renting. Why is it that Mechira is worse than Sechira? And then the Gemara is going to discuss a limitation on the heter to sell in Chutz La'aretz. That even though in Chutz La'aretz it's the most mutter place to sell to Ovde Chavim, but there is a limit on that heter. And then on Amid Beis, it's a somewhat short Amid Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss renting a merchatz or a field to a kuti or a nachri, and what the concerns might be with doing that. So let's begin. Again, this is the last full daf of the first parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah. So let's begin again at the bottom of the page on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah. So the Mishnah tells us about selling and renting houses and fields to a Nachri in Eretz Yisrael. We already said there's an Isra of Lo Seichanim in one of the three ways to violate Lo Seichanim is by giving Chaniya Bekarka, by giving them residence in our land. So in maskirin them batim Eretz Yisrael, we're not allowed to even rent houses to them in Eretz Yisrael. Vein tzarech lomar sados, and it goes without saying that you're not allowed to rent them sados, because if you were to sell sados to a guy, it would be a violation of two different isurim, not only Lo Seichanim, but also being mafkia the land from Shemitah ubesuria, and in Surya, which is close to Eretz Yisrael, so it doesn't have all the dinim of Eretz Yisrael, because it was only conquered by David HaMelech in a kibush yachid, so maskirim lehem batim. Then we are allowed to rent them houses, and we don't make a gzeira that if you rent them houses that you're going to come to sell them houses, because even if you were to sell them houses in Surya, it would not be an Isser D'Orais, it would only be an Isser D'Rabbanan of gzeira that you might come to sell them houses in Eretz Yisrael as well. So the Chachamim did not make an additional gzeira on that gzeira. Avalo Sados, but you're not allowed to rent fields in Surya, because we're choshish that you're going to come to rent fields in Eretz Yisrael, and then once you're renting fields in Eretz Yisrael, you're going to come to sell fields in Eretz Yisrael. This is a double gzeira. This is a gzeira l'gzeira to chashash rachok, because even if you sell a field in Eretz Yisrael, you're going to be if you rent a field in Eretz Yisrael, you still will not have violated the iser. But nevertheless, the chashash, even though it's chashash rachok, Chazal made this gezeira because the end game is that you'll violate two isurim daraisa as opposed to one isur daraisa. So when the risk is so much higher, when you might be violating more isurim daraisa, so we're going to extend the gezeira further than we otherwise would. So that's Eretz Yisrael and Surya. Uba chutz laretz, and if you're in chutz laretz, meaning further away from Eretz Yisrael, mochun them batim, you're allowed to sell them homes, and we don't make a gzeira out of a chashash that you might come to sell them homes in Eretz Yisrael as well, because it's no one would ever compare, and no one would ever think to link chutz laretz to Eretz Yisrael. Umaskirin sados, and you're allowed to rent them fields in chutz laretz, and we're not choshish that you might come to rent them fields in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore come to sell them fields in Eretz Yisrael, because that is also too far of a chashash. They weren't worried about such a thing. However, apparently, you're not, even in Chutz La'aretz, you're not allowed to sell them fields, because then it's only one step removed from selling fields in Eretz Yisrael. That would be a double Isser D'Oraisa, and therefore you cannot do that. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yossi says, Be'eretz Yisrael maskirin lehem batim. In Eretz Yisrael, you're even allowed to rent them homes, and you don't have to be choshesh, you're going to come to sell them homes. Avalos Sados, Yeldos, but you're not allowed to rent fields in Eretz Yisrael because we're afraid you're going to come to sell fields in Eretz Yisrael. Ubesuria mochrin batim, and in Surya you're even allowed to sell homes, and we're not choshish that you're going to come to sell in Eretz Yisrael. Umaskirin sados, and you're allowed to rent fields in Surya because we're not going to make this double gezera that if you rent fields in Surya you might come to rent in Eretz Yisrael, and if you rent in Eretz Yisrael you might come to sell in Eretz Yisrael. But apparently you're not allowed to sell fields in Surya. That far, at least we will make a gzeira that if you sell fields in Surya, you might come to sell fields in Eretz Yisrael. Over Chutz La'aretz, Mokrenei Levelu. In Chutz La'aretz, everything goes. There's no room to make any gzeira. Selling, renting, fields, homes, all good in Chutz La'aretz, according to Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi essentially moves the needle over one spot in toward a more makel direction. So now the Mishnah tells us how you can rent a house to a Nachri. Af b'makom shamar lahaskir, lo lebeis dir. When we say that you can rent to a Nachri, it does not mean that you're allowed to rent to him as a Beis Dira, because anything you give him as a Beis Dira, as a place of residence, you have to worry that he's going to bring in an Avodah Zarah, and you're not allowed to do that. Since it's really your house, it's a rented house that you really own, it would be a violation of Lo Savi Toev El Beisecha when he brings an Avodah Zarah into that house. So you're only allowed to rent to him a storage facility or something like that, something where he is highly unlikely to bring an Avodah Zarah into. And wherever you are, even if you live very far away from Eretz Yisrael, even in Chutz La'aretz, you're not allowed to rent a Beis HaMerchatz, because a Beis HaMerchatz is always going to be known by the Jewish owner's name, and when people see that it's being used on Shabbos and that they're heating up water on Shabbos, they're going to say, oh, in Goldberg's Merchatz, they heat up water on Shabbos, and that would be a terrible Chil Hashem, would be a terrible Maris Ayin, whatever it's going to be, it's not a good thing. So now, the Gemara discusses, we had said that you're not allowed to rent homes in Eretz Yisrael, and certainly you're not allowed to rent fields in Eretz Yisrael. So the implication of the Mishnah, and really the whole way we set up the Mishnah, Bein L'Rabbi Meir, Bein L'Rabbi Yossi, is that when it comes to renting, there's more, when it comes to fields rather, there's more of a problem, more of a concern than when it comes to homes. That for some reason, fields are worse than homes when it comes to renting or selling to a Rav Chavim. So my Einzor Chlomar Sados, why do we have to say, why does the Mishnah just assume that? It says, oh, if you're not allowed to sell homes, then Einzor Chlomar Sados, then for sure not fields, meaning because fields is worse. What makes fields worse? Ile Misham Dispatarti, maybe you're going to tell me because when you sell a field, you're in violation of two Isurim, Chada Chanoyas Karka, one is Losi Chanim, that you're not allowed to give Chanoy Bakarka to an Ovichavim Vachado to come Afkalimi Meiser, and the other is that you're being Mafkia the land from Meiser, because the Nachri is not gonna be Mafresh Meiser. So by field, since by when you sell it, it's gonna be two Isurim, there's more of a reason to say that the Chacham are going to extend that Isur and be Gozer even to renting, because they're Choshish that if we allow you to rent, you're gonna come to violate two Isurim Daraisa. But when it comes to homes, since even if you were to sell it, you'd only violate one Isur Daraisa, so the Chachamim maybe didn't extend that to Schira as well. And that's why the Mishnah says, Ve'in Tzorech Lomar, because once I'm going to tell you that you're not even allowed to rent homes, then you don't even need to say you're not allowed to rent a field, because that's double the Isser. The Gemara in Gittin on Daf Mem Zayin has a machlokas whether a Nachri who's Kona Karka in Eretz Yisrael is Mafkia Midei Maisros, meaning what if a Nachri owns a field in Eretz Yisrael and then he sells the produce to a Jewish person. So does the Jewish person need to be mafresh trumas ha-maisos? Do we assume that since it grew biyat hanachri, it's mafkia midei maisos, it no longer has a chiv of maisos? Or do we assume, no, that it's still going to be chayiv in maisos? So Rabbah holds that the nachri does not have a kinyan to be mafkia midei maisos, because the pasuk says, ki li ha-aretz, and we darshin, li kedushas ha-aretz, that the kedushas ha-aretz belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's got nothing to do with whether a Jew or a non-Jew owns it. Kedushas Haaretz is all based on the Ribono Shel Olam's land. Whereas Reb Lazer says that it is Mefkia Midei Maisros, because by Maisros Sheni it says, Reishis Degoncha, titen lo. So we darshan digoncha v'lo digon shalovit kuchavim. That only digoncha is chayv in maisos, but if it's a digon shalovit kuchavim, the yovit kuchavim is one that processes all the grain that comes through that field because it's his field, that is not going to be chayv in maisos. So Tosis points out in Dibra Maschal Ha that our Gemara that assumes that you're being that by selling karka you're taking away the mitzvah of maiser is only like the shita of Rabbi Lazar, not like the shita of Rabbah, and that's why it's considered to be a bittul mitzvah. Because right now, even if Yisrael were to plant it, it's going to be potter from Meiser, because it's not degoncha. But according to Rabbah, where the Nachri doesn't have a kinyan to be mafkia from Meiser anyway, the mechira is not mafkia the mitzvah of Meiser from the karka, because the mitzvah is still there. There still is a mitzvah of Meiser on the karka. That's how Tosfos writes. So it must be that our sugya is locking itself in to one of the shitos in Maseches Gittin. However, Tosfos quotes others that explain that even according to our Gemara could be read even according to Rabbah. Aye, what do you mean you're mafkia mide meiser? It's still going to be just as chayiv in meiser. Yeah, just as chayiv, but what are the chances that anyone's actually going to be mafresh meiser? So it may be that when a nachri has it, he doesn't have the ein kinyan lenachri lafkia mide meisros, he's not able to take away the chayiv of meisros, but he's also not going to be mafresh maestros, and maybe that's what he means. But Tosfos rejects that, because that reason would apply even when you rent a field to a nachri, and meaning that idea that chances are maestros aren't going to be taken from the field is going to be true even when you rent a field from a nachri. But we're assuming right now that renting is not a violation of any Yisr d'oraisa. It's only d'rabban unless you come to sell. So it must be that the Yisr that we're talking about over here is that the chiyuv actual goes away, and not that the chiyuv still exists, but that the person cannot be trusted to observe that chiyuv. So, frekta gemara ihachi, if that's the chiluk between homes and fields, that when you sell fields, it's going to be a violation of two isurim, and when you sell homes, it's only a violation of one isur. But nani ikatarti chada chanoyis karka v'chada dekamafkalei mimezuza. Well, when you sell a home, you're also being you're also going to be in violation of two separate isurim darai. One, that you violate Lo Sechanim, and the second is that the chiyuv of mezuzah will never be fulfilled on that home because you sold it to a nachri. So I'm Rav Mesharshia, mezuzah chova sadaru. Nah, mezuzah is a totally different story. Mezuzah is not a chova on the bayis, it's a chova on the person who lives in the bayis. So therefore, a nachri, even though when he lives in the house, is not going to be koveya mezuzah, that's not a bitul of the mitzvah of mezuzah, because there never was a chiyuv on the bayis. It was only a chiyuv on the person who lives in the bayis. So when you sell a bayis to a nachri, it's only the yisra of lo sechanim. But the mitzvah of meiser is a mitzvah on the field, not a mitzvah on the person who lives in the field, and that's why when you sell a field to a nachri, it is a double isser when you sell a field to a nachri. The Torah tells us about chiyuv mezuzah, so the Gemara darshins in Maseches Menachos Beisecha means derech bi'oscha. So the Rashi explains that it means that the person who goes in and out of that house, meaning the resident of that house, and not the person who owns the house, chayv mezuzah. If I own a home and I rent it out to somebody else, I have a tenant in the home, so the tenant in that home is chayv mezuzah, not me, not the owner of the home. Rashi writes in the beginning of Maseches Psachim that the reason the chiyuv is dafka on the one who lives there is because the mezuzah provides a level of shmira. The mezuzah provides protection for what's in the house. And that, what does it mean it provides protection? It provides protection for whoever is living in the house. So it doesn't matter who the bailim is. So therefore it's not considered that when the Jew sells it to a nachri that he's being mevatel the mitzvah, because even without the mechira, if the house were vacant, it would also not be chayiv in mezuzah. If I have a vacant home that no one goes into and there is no person who is a darbo who lives there, there would be no chiv of mezuzah whatsoever. Then this idea of protection that the mezuzah offers is why we put the mezuzah, even if you have very, very thick doorway, very wide doorway, you put the mezuzah on the tefach hachitzon, because the mezuzah is assumed to protect anything that's inside of it. So you want to keep the mezuzah as outside, as external to the house as possible. It's also why we have a halacha that when you move out of the house and you know that another Jew is moving into the house, you're not supposed to take the mezuzahs down, because you don't want to leave a house unprotected from whatever elements that could pose a danger to the house. There's no din in dinei mamonos that you have to gift all of your mezuzahs to the next tenant, that you can ask them to pay you for it or to send you your mezuzahs as soon as they get their own mezuzahs, but you're not supposed to take the mezuzahs with you because it would be leaving the house unprotected. Now the Lechem Starim raises the question that even without the bittul of mezuzah, selling a house in Eretz Yisrael to a nachri is another isser aside from losichanim, and that is, didn't we say in the Mishnah that it's going to cause him, when he sells a base dira, he's going to bring an avodah zarah into the house and he's going to violate losavi toeva el besecha? So that's a kasha, right? Meaning that's a pretty strong kasha. Why don't we say that it's a violation of a second isser daraisa, namely losavi toeva el besecha? But even this entire concept is a fascinating idea, right? Meaning the concept over here is that I'm not allowed to sell my field in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because it's going to take away a chiyuv of maestros that otherwise would have been operative. And that kind of harama, to remove a chiyuv that would have otherwise been operative, is apparently usher to do. This is part of a discussion that the Shulchan Aruch has in Hilchas Tevilas Kelim. Shulchan Aruch writes, in Hilchas Shabbos, really, Shulchan Aruch writes that if you're allowed to be Tovel Kli Chadosh that requires Tevila on Shabbos, Shulchan Aruch says it's a machlokas whether you're allowed to do Tevila on Shabbos. And he says Yerei Shemayim should be Yotzei all the Shitos. And what should he do? He should give his Kli to an Einu Yehudi as a Matana and then borrow it from that Einu Yehudi, and then it won't require Tevila because it won't belong to you. In Yoredeo, in Simul Kuv Chav, the Shulchan Aruch says if a person forgot to be Tovel as Kelim on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, so you could give the Kelim to an Ovid Kochavim as a matana, borrow it back from them, and then you're allowed to use it, right? That's the heter. There's no, a lot of times people are under the misconception that, oh, if I'm only going to use it one time, you have a one-time use heter. The first time you could, that's not a thing. That's like saying, it could be mechal Shabbos, because the first time, I'm only a first-time mechal Shabbos person, so I could just do that. No, you can't violate averos even the first time. You're not allowed to use a kli even the first time without tevila. So what do you do? So that's what the Shulchan Aruch recommends. Sell it to a guy, borrow it back from him, or give it as a matana to a guy, borrow it back from him, and then it will not require tevila. So the Ramah writes that you can even do that on a weekday if you live in a place that does not have a mikveh. So then you can even do that trick with the nachri on a weekday. So the Taz says, no, it only works for Shabbos or Yom Tov or where you don't have a mikveh, but meaning you shouldn't extend it any further than that. You shouldn't just assume that whenever you're too lazy to go tovel your kelim that you're able to do that, because it's dafka shasarcha kind of heter. So why am I mentioning all this? Because in the Tshuvas Chalkas Yaakov, he says, how could it possibly be mutter to be makna your kli to a nachri? Aren't you being mafkia the mitzvah of tevila? And our Gemara says you're not allowed to be mafkia a field from maestros by selling it to a guy. And keep in mind, tevila's kelim might be da'oraisa, according to many Rishonim. So he suggests, the Chalkas Yaakov suggests, that since it's not a chiyuv on the kli, because there's no din that a kli needs to be tovel, the din is that if you want to use it as a kli seuda, then you need to tovel it first before you use it as a clay su'uda. But it's not a din in the kli that it needs to be a kli tavel, so maybe that's why it would be more like the mezuzah case, where it would not be considered that you're mafkia from mezuzah when you sell the house, and less like the field case, where it is considered that you're being mafkia mi maestros when you sell the field. Fine. Then the Mishnah went on to say, besurya maskirin button, that in Surya you're allowed to rent them, rent them homes, but you're not allowed to sell them homes. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, what is the difference between Schiras Batim in Surya, which is Mutter, and selling homes in Surya, which is Aser? Maishna Mechira Dala, why is selling homes in Surya Aser, and you're not allowed to sell a home to an Achri in Surya? Mishom Mechira Deretz Yol, because you might come to sell in Eretz Yol, and that's going to violate Lo Sechanim. Well, Yahachi Mischiras Nami Nigzar. Shouldn't we make the same gezeira? Don't rent a house in Surya, lest you come to rent the house in Eretz Yisrael, which is already included in it, which is already usher to do, because you might come to sell the house in Eretz Yisrael. So says Gemara, yeah, but don't you see? That's two steps removed. He goof a gezeira that the renting a house in Eretz Yisrael itself is only a gezeira. Va'na nekom benigzar gezeira legezeira. So I'm going to tell you not to rent a house in Surya, lest you come to rent a house in Eretz Yisrael, and even renting a house in Eretz Yisrael is only aser, lest you come to sell a house in Eretz Yisrael. That's a gzera l'gzera, and we don't make a gzera l'gzera except for the cases where we do make a gzera, but I mean, there are a lot of exceptions to that rule, but generally speaking, the rule is you don't make a gzera. So frankly, Gemara, wait a second, the issa that we said in the Mishnah, to rent a soda in Surya is also gzera, right? Why are you not allowed to rent a field in Surya? Because you might come to rent a field in Eretz Yisrael, which is only Yosem Yidraban, unless you come to sell a field in Eretz Yisrael. So says Gemara, Hasam, Lav Gezeruhu, Kasavar Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. Over there, the Isser is not a Gezerah, because we're assuming that a mayor holds Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, that Surya was conquered by David HaMelech alone, without all of Klal Yisrael, and that therefore gives it the status of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's Aser Min HaTorah to sell homes and fields in Surya. So even though in Eretz Yisrael, a mayor holds that they Asered Schirus, Mishum Mechira, both by Batim and Sados, in Surya they distinguished Sada Dispeitarti, a field that where there are two Isurim, if you sell it to Nachri, Gozu Be Rabbanim. The Rabbanim made a Gezerah of Schirus Mishum Mechira. But Batim the last Butarti, but when it comes to homes, where even if you were to sell it, it would only be one violation of an Isur, Lo Gozu Be Rabbanim. The Rabbanim did not make a Gezerah on Mechira's Batim on Schirus Batim, rather, in Surya. So the Rabbanim made a Gzeira on Schirus Sados in Surya, because Mechira Sados in Surya would be two Isurim. They didn't make a Gzeira on Schiras Batim in Surya, because Mechiras Batim in Surya would only be one Isser. But the assumption is that it would be an Isser, that Surya Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, and that Surya would have that same level of Isser. And then the Mishnah said, B'chutz Laretz, that B'chutz Laretz, you sell them homes, and you can rent them fields. According to Rameh, you just can't sell them fields. So the Gemara explains, why is it that you're allowed to even sell them homes, but you're only allowed to rent them fields? So Sada Dispeitarti, Gazu Rabbanan. Since Sada, if you were to sell it in Eretz Yisrael, it would be a double violation. So the Rabbanan said, do not sell it, even in Chutz La'aretz, lest you come to sell it in Eretz Yisrael. But Batim Delas Butarti, homes which even if you were to sell it in Eretz Yisrael, would only be a single violation. Lo Gazu Rabbanan, the Rabbanan did not make any such gzeira about selling in Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Yossi Omer Beretz Yisrael Maskir Lan Batim, and Rabbi Yossi says, in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to rent homes, you're just not allowed to rent fields. So what's the difference, according to Rabbi Yossi, between homes and fields? My taima, why does Rabbi Yossi think that you're allowed to rent batim to a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael, and he's not choshesh that you're going to come to sell the house, whereas by sados he is choshesh that if you rent it, you're going to come to sell it? Sados disputarti, because we're abundant, batim gaz butarti, lo gaz we're abundant. As you might have predicted, fields are more severe, because there's a double risk. There's a risk of a double iser, whereas by batim there's only a risk of a single iser. Isser. So then we had said that Bisurya Mochrin, then in Surya you sell homes and you rent fields, but you're not allowed to sell fields in Surya. So the Gemara explains, what's the difference between homes and fields? My time, why is it that Rabbi Yossi allows selling houses in Surya, but he asers selling fields in Surya? Kasavar kibush yachid lo shmei kibush. Rabbi Yossi holds that Surya does not have kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and min haTorah really you're allowed to sell both batim and sados in Surya. V'sada dispatarti, but because selling a sada in Eretz Yisrael would involve a double violation, the Rabbanan were gozer not to sell it in Surya either. But homes where even if you were to sell them in Eretz Yisrael would only be a single violation, they were never gozer on doing so in Surya. The Ramban ala Torah explains that the reason for Rabbi Yossi is that Surya is considered to be a kibush yachid and does not have a din of Eretz Yisrael is because David never asked the Urim V'tumim nor the Sanhedrin before he went to conquer Surya, and he should have conquered the Shiva Ammim that occupied Eretz Yisrael first, and he should have finished that job first. So because he didn't consult and he was really skipping steps by going and expanding into Surya, that's why it's considered a kibush yachid, and that's why it's considered lav shmei kibush according to Rabbi Yossi. So b'chutz la'aretz mochrin. We then said in the Mishnah, But in Chutz La'aretz, according to Rabbi Yossi, sell whatever you want to whomever you want. Sados, batim, it's all good in Chutz La'aretz. My time, why does Rabbi Yossi think you're even allowed to sell in Chutz La'aretz, even fields, right? Meaning the worst of the two transactions is selling. The worst of the two types of properties are fields. And you're allowed to sell fields if it's in Chutz La'aretz. Because kibud merchak lo gazrinan. Because since it's so far away from Eretz Yisrael, they didn't need to make a gzeira. No one is going to accidentally get confused between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. Maybe someone will get confused between Surya and Eretz Yisrael, especially since there's a Tana that, you know, Rabbi Yossi will tell you, there are Tanoim that got confused between Surya and Eretz Yisrael in that they hold Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. So even though I hold that's wrong, I could see that someone might make that mistake. But no one is going to think that, Wurtsboro, New York, where I am right now, has anything to do with Eretz Yisrael. It's not likely to become a mistake from that. And even though if you sell fields in Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be a double Isser, but Rabbi Yossi holds that because of the great distance in location, the Chacham didn't have to make a gzeira. Meaning, there's some sort of calculus over here, there's some sort of balance between how bad of an Isser would be violated if you did make a mistake, and how high a risk is there that there's going to be a mistake. So Sados have a very high cost if you make the mistake, because it's a double Isser, but Chutz La'aretz has a very low risk, because it's very, Surya has a higher risk, so when it comes to Sados with a high cost and a reasonable risk, that's where they're going to make a gzeira. But they're not going to make a gzeira in Chutz La'aretz. Rashash raises an interesting question. He wonders, why weren't they gozer other mekomos hasmuchos la'aretz Yisrael? Rekem and Cheger and Kfar Ludim, and the Gemara in Gittin talks about all these places that are samach la'aretz Yisrael, and when it comes to Befani Nechtam, and Surya is considered more distant from Eretz Yisrael than some of these places. So, meaning, if it's about distance, there are certain places that are even closer. And if a place is even closer than Surya, shouldn't it be included? Why do we say that Chutz La'aretz is just automatically okay? I would have suggested that maybe, because by Surya, there's an actual machlokas, whether Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush or not, so there's an actual machlokas, whether it's considered part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Chazal realized, okay, since we can't even agree whether it's part of Eretz Yisrael, it's likely that someone's going to make a mistake and think it's part of Eretz Yisrael. But by other parts of Chutz La'aretz, maybe they were less concerned that someone would be confused about anything about that. So anyway, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yossi, we pass like Rabbi Yossi in Chutz La'aretz, all is good. You could sell homes and fields, and in Surya, you can sell homes and you can rent fields, you just can't sell fields. And in Eretz Yisrael, you can rent homes, you just cannot sell homes nor rent or sell fields. So Amar Rav Yossi, Uvilvad Shlo Ya'asen Shchuna, that a limitation on this heter is that you're not allowed to sell in Surya or rent in Eretz Yisrael so many homes to Nachrim that it becomes a non-Jewish shchuna. V'kama shchuna, what is considered a neighborhood? So Tana in shchuna p'chusam yishlosh b'nei adam, has to have at least three people in order for it to be considered a shchuna. So Frakti Gemara, well, they say that's not very many people, and it could be that you'll unwittingly create a shchuna, because v'leichos dilma azal hay Yisrael mazmin l'chad ovichavim v'azal heich mazmin l'litzrei, meaning maybe there are two Jews that live in the same neighborhood. One of them will sell one home to an Ovid Chavim, and the other one will sell two homes to an Ovid Chavim, and there you have a shchuna of Ovdei Chachavim. So I'm Rabbaye, alifnei mekaptinan, alifnei mepaktinan, alifnei delifnei lo mepaktininan, lo mepaktinan. That we're commanded on lifnei yivra lo sitei michshol, we are not commanded on lifnei delifnei. This is a very perplexing line. What on earth does lifnei yivra lo sitei michshol have to do with anything over here? This isn't about Lifnei Iver, this is about you selling and you violating Lo Sichanim. And not that you're going to cause the guy to violate, no, it's about you selling and you being Mafkia, a Chiv of Maestros. So it's being used as a mushel that we're saying that just like we're not worried about a step removed of Lifnei de Lifnei, so too we don't have to be Choshish so much that there's going to be a Shchuna of Gayim. And they only asked you yourself to sell to three nachrim. But you want to sell to one, you want to sell to two, that's going to be mutter. That's how Rashi and Tosfos understand, at least in Tosfos' first explanation, really nothing to do with the Isser of Lifnei Iver. We're just using it as an example. Tosfos quotes another interpretation, that since the Isser is to make a shchuna of nachrim, it's so that there shouldn't be a hezik and a michshol to the Jewish people, meaning we don't want it to turn into a dangerous neighborhood for Jews to live. And that's why we use the terminology of Lifnei Iver lo sitein michshol, because it's going to be a michshol in the most literal sense for the Jewish people, not in the spiritual sense, but in a physical sense, that we're going to stumble and hurt, and it's going to be harmful to us. Back in the Gemara, the Mishnah had said that even where you're allowed to rent to a Nachri, that you're not allowed to rent him to use it as a base dira, because he's likely to bring in his avodah zarah, only as a base haotzar, only as a storage facility. So says Gemara, Mechlal di ika duchta de lo magri, from the Lashon of the Mishnah, where it says, oh, in a place where you're allowed to rent, that makes it sound like there are certain places that you're not allowed to rent to a Nachri. Stomach, Rav Meir, which is automatically assuming like Rabbi Meir, because Rav Meir holds that in Eretz Yisrael you're not allowed to rent a bias to a Nachri. Di Rabbi Yossi, because according to Rabbi Yossi, you're allowed to rent a bias in Eretz Yisrael. You're only not allowed to rent a Soda in Eretz Yisrael. So it seems that the Stam Mishnah, toward the end of the Mishnah, assumes like Rabbi Meir. Tosos back in Dav Zayin writes that even though we have a klal in Halacha, that Machlok that if you have a machlokas that's earlier in the Mishnah, and then later they have a stam Mishnah that sides with one side of that machlokas, so we paskin like the stam. So even though we have that, we have such a klal. It's not a klal that's 100%. It's not 100% agreed upon, and it should not be 100% applied. And so it says the raya is our Mishnah, because we have machlokas or Meir Rabbi Yossi, and then stam the Mishnah has a line that assumes like Rabbi Meir, like the Gemara's Medayik right here. And nevertheless, we said in Amud Aleph that Rabbi Yehuda says in Yom Shmuel that halacha Rabbi Yossi, that even though we have a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir, we said halacha is Rabbi Yossi. So apparently Shmuel doesn't hold of this klal either at all, or he doesn't hold that it needs to be universally applied, because he paskins like Rabbi Yossi. Okay, b'kol makom lo yizkor. Then the Mishnah had said that you should never rent him a merchatz, because the merchatz will always be known by the Jewish person, by the Jewish owner of the merchatz. So Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, lo yiskar adam merchatzo lo ovid kochavim, one should not rent his merchatz to an ovid kochavim, mevresh nikra al shemo, because it's always going to be known as Goldberg's merchatz. V'ovid kochavim zeh osa ba malacha b'shavas v'yom tovim, and the ovid kochavim is going to be doing malacha in it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. He's going to be heating up the water, and everyone's going to think that he's doing it for the Jew, that the Nachri is the Shaliach, or the employee of the Jew, and therefore the Jew is going to be in violation, or everyone's going to think the Jew is in violation of an Isser of Amir al-Nachri, or of Schar Shabbos, or whatever he's doing by having his business running Al Yedei Nachri on Shabbos. So the Gemara is Medayik from the Braisa, that apparently you are allowed to rent a Merchatz to a Kuti, from the fact that Rav Shmuel Gamliel says in the Braisa that you're not allowed to rent a Merchatz to an Oved Kochavim, sounds like Avalukuti Mai. What would the din be if you wanted to rent it to a Kuti? Shari, that's going to be Mutter, because Kutim do not violate Isurim Da'oraisa, at least those Isurim Da'oraisa that are explicit, and therefore they're not going to do Malacha on Shabbos and Yom Tov, at least Malachos that are explicit in the Torah. And even though most Malachos of Shabbos are not explicit in the Torah, Lo Sivaru Esh B'chol Moshvoseichem does appear in the Torah, so Havara is explicit in the Torah. And therefore, Kuti Emar Avid Bei Malacha, Emar Avid Bei Malacha. When do we assume, or Emas Avid Bei Malacha, when is a Kuti going to be in violation of Malacha? Right? Does it change it to Emas on the side from Emar? Yeah, Emas Avid Bei Malacha. When is a Kuti going to be doing Malacha in the Merchatz? B'chol Shel Moed. He's only going to be doing it on Chol Moed. That's the only day of Isser Malacha that's not Mefurish in the Torah. It's only derived from a Drashas Chazal, and that's when you can assume that a Kuti is going to be doing Malacha. But B'chol Shel Moed and Anami Avdinan. We also do that Malacha of heating up water for a bath on Chol Moed. Bathing itself and the Malachos that are done in the context of bathing cleaning are mutter because it's sarich hamoed. So even though laundering and hair cutting are aser, even though those are also tzarchei hamoed, that's only because we want to encourage people to do those things before the moed. We don't want them to not launder their clothing or get a haircut in advance of yontif and come into yontif like a shlump and all messed up, because they're just going to rely that they'll have time on chol hamoed. But we don't aser bathing on chol hamoed for the same reason, because it's likely that that you'll bathe on erev yontif and then you'll bathe again on yontif. Meaning, bathing is not the kind of thing that you do so infrequently that that they chazal saw a need to make a gzeira, and therefore the fact that it's tzarech hamoed is enough of a. Is enough of a head to the Marsham. And the Tshuva asks an interesting question. He says, why aren't we choshish that the Kuti is going to hire non-Jewish workers and they're going to do malacha in the Merachatz? Because the Kuti does not hold of Amir La'akum. Amir La'akum is only Drabanan. The Kuti certainly does not observe Amir La'akum. So, okay, so you have to say maybe that far, we're not going to be gozer. That, it's, you know, for you to have a non-Jew there is one thing, but that if you give it to rent it to a Kuti, you know, if he goes there, he's going to turn around and have non-Jews working there for him. Okay, the Isser of Melechus Chol HaMoed in general is a major machlokas Rishonim, whether it's an Isser D'Oraisa or an Isser D'Rabbanan. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yom Tov that it's Midin Torah Chol HaMoed, you could do any Melecha because it doesn't say Shabbosov, but the Chamur Gozer, that it should be like that it shouldn't be the same as any other weekday, because they had special Karbanos, and therefore they made an Isser Melecha on Chol HaMoed L'gabe some Melechos. Other Rishonim disagree, right? The Ramban, the Ritva, they said that the Isser Asiyas Melech and Chol HaMoed is an Isser D'Oraisa. Isser Lo Nimshach Kasev El Chachamim. It was up to the Chum to interpret which Melechos are going to be Asr, which will be Mutter, but the very notion that there's an Isser is D'Oraisa. Okay, so now the Gemara makes another diuk from the Braisa, that you're allowed to rent your field to an Ovid Chavim. The Braisa said, according to Mishum Gamliel, that there's an Isser to rent to an Ovid Chavim a Merchatz. So it sounds like, okay, a Merchatz, you're not allowed to rent to an Ovid Chavim because he's going to do Malacha there on Shabbos, and everyone's going to assume that it's Goldberg's Merchatz, and therefore that it's your doing. Aval Sadeu Ovid Chavim Mai, but it sounds like as far as renting your field to an Ovid Chavim, what would the din be? Shari, that's going to be Mutter. My time, what's the reason that by a Sada we're not Choshesh, that the Ovid Chavim is going to do Malacha that's Asr on Shabbos? And someone who sees is going to think that he's working for the Jew, and the Jew is running his business on Shabbos, and the just like we say by Merchatz, says the Gemara, Arisa Arisuse Ka'avid, that people who work in the field, sharecroppers, who get a share of the crop. That's why they're called sharecroppers. They get X percentage of the crop. So he does all of the work in the field, and the Jew doesn't have to pay any attention to what he is doing and he's not doing, what days he's working. He's self-motivated to create the greatest yield, and then therefore everyone knows that he's doing his own thing, that it's not through your shlichus. Why don't we say the same svara by a merchatz, that there's a share, not cropper, but a share whatever on the Merchatz, and he's also maybe we shouldn't be, why would we be choshesh that he's doing it at the command of the Jew? So it says Mar Arisa de Merchatz of the Inshi, because that's not the business model of how a Merchatz works. People just rent out their Merchatz. They do not make a profit sharing arrangement in a Merchatz. The Rishonim have a discussion. If a person engages a Nachri in Kablanus, that he's a Kablan, that he has to do the job for a set fee, is he allowed to do his Malacha on Shabbos? Rabbi Natan writes that it's Mutter, because the Jew doesn't care at all about when he does his Malacha, as long as he gets the job done, and everyone knows that he's just doing it for himself. However, the Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Yitzchak, who says that it's Aser, because it's only by a field where it's not normal to hire workers with any other model other than sharecropping, so everyone knows that it's automatically a sharecropper. But when it comes to contractors and other things, to people building buildings, so there are all sorts of different employment arrangements, and therefore it's going to be us, we are going to be choshesh. Okay, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Amar Lo Yaskir Adam Sadeu Lukuti Mnei Shenikreis Al Shem Shema, one should not rent his field to a kuti because everyone's going to know it as your field, the kuti's house. And that kuti is going to do malach in the field in chalamoid, and everyone's going to think that you sent him to do the iser. But to rent your field to an ovid chavim, what would the din be? Shari, sounds like that's going to be mutter to Amri, because people will say, Arisa, Arisu Seyavid, that the Nachri who works in the field is just the fact that he's working there on Shabbos has nothing to do with you. He's a sharecropper, he's just trying to maximize his own profits. Frak the Gemara Ihachi, if the reason that Novi Chavim is mutter, then Kuti is because Arisa Arisu Seyavid, then Kuti Nami Amri Arisa Arisu Seyavid. Why don't we say the same thing by Kuti? He's doing his own thing in the field, and it's got absolutely nothing to do with you. Says Gemara, Arisus the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Lesser. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar does not hold that we are matir renting karka to an Ovid Chavim based on the notion that he's a sharecropper and he's just trying to maximize his own profits. El Ovid Chavim, my time, so you know the real reason, my time mutter? You know the real reason you're allowed to rent a field to an Ovid Chavim? To Amrin and Levit Sayas. Because the Jew will tell him, look, I'm renting you my field, you cannot work in this field on Shabbos, and he will listen. That's the reason. Not because he's going to work on the field and people will assume he's doing his own thing. No, you're going to rent him the field and you're going to tell him, no work on Shabbos. And he's going to say, okay, but Kuti Nami Amrin and Levit Sayas. Why don't we say the same thing by a Kuti? Kuti Lotzayas. Because he will not listen. Damra Na, Gamirna, that's Feminach. He'll say, what do you mean? I know our religion better than you know our religion. Meaning he views himself as a very religious person, so he's not going to listen. If that's the case, that the reason for Shimon and Lazar not renting a field to a kuti is because he's not going to listen to the Jew who will tell him not to work on Shabbos, my elimination of Kris Al Shemo, then why does the town of the Brisa say that the problem is because it's known as Goldberg's field? Why don't we say that the Yisr is because it's Lifnei Iver, because he's going to come to do the Malacha? So it says, it's giving two reasons. Number one, it's Lifnei Iver, and number two, it's also that it's Nikreis Al Shemom. Okay, so we got a little bit ahead of ourselves, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Hanu Mori Ka'e. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for joining me today.